Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Lust Academy. Well, I'm happy that Samantha's problem is solved, but I have to hurry up if I want to make it in time for Sabrina's lesson. Let's get this class started. Good afternoon, students. Today we have a rather entertaining lesson. We're going to try to make a potion of regeneration together. No way! Are we finally ready to make potions? Ha ha ha. Mr. Grimm, please be serious. Of course it's too early for you to make your own potions. But you're ready to assist the potion maker. The potion base is boiling in the cauldron on my table. Your task is to come and add the ingredient under my supervision. Before you do so, prepare it properly and measure the dosage. If you succeed, the potion will turn a light pink color. What if it doesn't? It depends on which ingredient you get wrong. It can go off? The potions class is like a minefield. Ahaha. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I didn't spend the first three lessons cautioning you for no reason. Don't be scared. Everything's under control. Well, maybe Mr. Grimm would like to volunteer then. Of course! What do I need to do? Commendable zeal, Lord Grimm, rather. Come to my table. You see a board and a knife? Please chop the citraria according to the recipe and add it to the cauldron. No problem. Where's the recipe? In your head, of course. Wait a minute. What about having the handbook on the table? Isn't that required by safety rules? Well done, Grimm. You didn't fall into my trap. Here, take a textbook. Thank you. 3.5 grams, piece of cake. Add. Now a deer hair. Add. Well, let's see what you have, shall we? It's gorgeous. Look at that delicate shade of yellow. Yes, it's beautiful. I'm impressed, Grimm. By the way, you can keep this potion for yourself. That's a custom around here. Thank you, ma'am. This is my first magical trophy. Damn, I'm good. Gosh, what a day. I couldn't really focus on lessons after what happened to Samantha. I wonder why she's lost her powers in the first place. Man, it's not that late, but I'm seriously thinking of going to sleep. But with my financial situation, it may be better to take one shift at Molly's Cafe. To be a workaholic or to get a good night's sleep. Orange burger and ice cream. You're doing just fine. Keep up the good work. A Coke, a salad, and donuts. God damn, that's a real bad... I question that person's diet. Why would you even get a salad if you're gonna have donuts and a Coke? It don't make any fucking sense. You're a treasure. What would I do without you? A coffee, a burger, and cake. Just magical, Grimm. You're on fire. Juice, a salad, and cake. Gonna have a cake with your salad? My God. Why even have a salad if you're gonna have cake? Clients are crazy about you. What's your secret? A Coke, a burger, and some donuts. Good God Almighty. Great job, Grimm. Looks like all the tips are yours today. Grimm, I never thought I'd find the perfect employee, but you and I are taking over. Be sure to come again. Of course, always happy to spend time with you and make some extra money. There's some other shit you can go in. It's a sandbox. I can walk around and do shit. I'm going into the bathroom. Yeah, take a shower before you go to bed. Enough of that. If soccer is a sport, then masturbation is weightlifting. It's Friday already, and I still haven't learned combat spells. If I want to win a bet against Lily, I need to learn one. Or Jacob won't let me in the dueling club. Luckily, I know where I can learn it. It's time to visit Victoria's lesson. Hey, how is your break going? Hello, Grim. I've already revised all my materials and now just waiting for the class. But time moves so slowly. Seems like you need to get some fresh air. Let's go for a walk in the garden. Great idea, let's go. Such a magnificent garden. To tell the truth, I've never been here before. No way, it's the most incredible place in the academy. I like to listen to audiobooks here, especially in the evening. Sorry, what? Audiobooks? Yep. What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Nothing. It's just, do you listen to music at least sometime? Almost never. I don't even have a favorite singer or musical group. Are you kidding me? We gotta fix it. That. I just never had enough time to figure it out. Is it even possible? Is that even possible? You're missing out on so much. Maybe you're right. Is it just me, or did I say that for the first time? Hey, I got an idea. I'll create a special playlist of different songs I think you'd like. And you'll share your opinion on it. How nice you are! Maybe an intimate ambience will do the work that words can't.
It's possible. You could try it, sir.
I'm sure there are a lot of tenderness as well as passion in these full lips. I wonder what magic you can do with them. Maybe I'll find it out after making that playlist for you. I still can't believe you haven't been here before. What do you even do in your free time? Oh, are these marble figures? Angels. I wonder how old they are. They look really vintage. And this precision and details. Wait, what? Did you see that? What are you talking about? Angels, their positions were different just a minute ago. Were you really never interested in the history of Cordale? Of course I was, but not as much as you. I thought everybody knows about these magical creatures. They're not just statues, they're real. What do you mean? They can move, but only if nobody's watching. Kind of like the ghosts in Super Mario. Blinking also counts. These angels are babies, so they're too weak to do any harm.
Oh.
But the patter of little feet and laughter could scare anyone, especially at nighttime. After that, I'll probably avoid night walks here. And what about grown-ups? Usually nothing that bad, but there's always an exception. If they spend a significant amount of time without control and communication, they could possibly start to kill. And as you can understand, their magical powers are quite useful in this regard. Crazy angels that have everything you need to become the best murderers? Whoa! Sounds kind of creepy, don't you think? Oh my god, there's too many dangers in this world. Come on, don't be scared. Look how cute they are. Ha ha ha. Cute? I wouldn't put it like that. Oh god, is that real? Their bodies work just like ours. In any case, don't worry. The problem that you'll meet an angel dreaming of killing you is too low. You can trust me on that. Just relax. Whoa! Thing has scared me so much I'm turning gray. Well, I can read her thoughts now. How does that work? They're really more frightening than I thought. Don't worry. One sweetie told me there's no need to be afraid of angels. What? That's not funny. Oh, what a shame. What must he think of me now? He's just laughing at me. You're such a dummy. Why are you smiling then? I'm not smiling. Yeah, you just raised the corner of your lips. Does that sound better? Grim, you're unbelievable, but I won't argue that you're a cutie when you're that perky. Her thoughts. I can do it again? Maybe her emotions help me to read her mind. That makes sense. Well, that was a lovely walk, but I have to head back to get ready for class. Victoria's lesson is going to start soon. I get it. I have something to do before the lesson, too. Will you walk me to the class? Don't mind if I do. Why is she smiling at me like that, as if nothing has happened? Let's see how you smile. After I'm done with you, Naomi. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got the picture. Did it go well?
Smooth sailing? Would have gone smoothly if someone had followed the plan. What happened? Wasn't it your idea to distract Sabrina? Yeah, so I did. For how long? I don't know, a few minutes. Why? Because she came back earlier and she said she would. I was stuck in class for hours because of it. I almost got caught. You poor thing. Maybe you're Leon Hardian after all, since a little thing like that held you up. A thing like that would be nothing for an Adiridian. Naomi, were you trying to set me up on purpose? Or do you just not know how to apologize? Either way, you obviously think you put me in my place. That's it. Ha ha ha. What's so funny? It's funny you were willing to go through that for these pictures. Let's try that again. It's funny what you were willing to go through for those pictures. And the way you're talking now. Just a little friendly lesson. Adirons always get their way. Yeah, maybe. One question. I'm not from Crowhive myself, but shouldn't you have gotten the photo before you sassed me? Shit, I didn't think of that. Ha. What a shame. What a fool I am. Gosh, go ahead, laugh at me. I deserve it. I'm not in the mood for this. I don't need your pity. I deserve to be mocked. No way, it's bad sportsmanship to kick someone when they're down. Isn't it weird, guys, that, like, the last scene was, like, kind of broken English, and this one seems to be pretty good? I don't know. Maybe they had different people translate different parts of the script? I hope not, because some people do not understand English at all, and some people are really good. The people who understand English really well, those are the people that should be translating your game in English. The people that don't understand English really well, those are the people who should not be translating your game in English. I shouldn't have to translate broken English like I did when I wrote interviews. Now, writing interviews is kind of different because that was something I did. Because, you know, I enjoyed metal and the bands and I wanted to promote them. And I had to make their interviews legible. So if they were, you know, French or German or Russian or Ukrainian, anything like that. Chinese, which is the most difficult. Mandarin is extremely difficult to work with. But like I said, I shouldn't have to do that. They should have people that do that, that get paid for that. And it kind of sucks that I'm having to do that. Oh, come on. Besides, I have other plans for you. You sound like some kind of psycho. You're not the first person to say that. I'll give you the answers to the test tonight, after a date with me. Deal? Definitely a psycho. Do we have a deal? One date and we're even? You have my word. Okay, I'll meet you at the fountain. Class is starting. Class, turn to page 42 of the Magic Fundamentals textbook. Topic, defensive and attack spells. What's going on there? Is she looking for a book? What are you looking at, Joshy? Can't blame you, though. She's got a great ass, and she's twirling it right in front of your nose. I think the hem of her dress is a little bit pulled up. Joshy, you lucky bastard. I bet it's a great view. Damn. How can I concentrate on my studies with this? As you already know, the nature of magic allows it to change its properties, and the properties of the objects that it interacts with. This has many uses. But the more complex and unusual a property is for an object, the harder it is to create it with magic. For example, it's easy to create a magic projectile. But it's much harder to make it into a real fireball. Remember when we studied magic projectiles, using a balloon as an example? By adding the right emotion and presenting the right property, you can change it to suit your needs. Next time we're going to practice in creating the combat bolt. The simple combat bolt is in every wizard's arsenal. There would be some practical exercises similar to your entrance exam. Looks like it's going to be interesting. Well, glad you're about to learn your first spell? You bet. That's good. By the way, you can join our dueling club with this spell. That's the end of the lesson. If you need any more help learning the spell, feel free to consult me. Miss Lapice, I just wanted to thank you for the lessons. It was very productive. Was it? Yeah, of course it was. I feel like I'm growing every day. It's nice to hear that. I'd like to understand exactly how to create a combat bolt. I can imagine the ball and stretch it out. But how do I fill it with my source of power? That's an interesting way to look at it, Mr. Grimm. But you're getting way ahead of yourself. Advanced spells effectively combine different magic, and they can have several natures at once. But a combat bolt is a pure projectile of kinetic energy. A beginner can't turn into a fireball just by adding fire. You're just starting out, so take your time mastering everything. Focus on the first step and stretch your ball of energy into projectile form. Believe me, it's not practical for everyone either. But get it right once and you'll remember it forever. So that's how it is. Now I get it. Thank you. No problem. I'm glad to see I was wrong about you, Mr. Grimm. Huh? I misjudged you after first meeting you, but it turns out you're more than just sharp-tongued. Your zeal to study my subject is evident to the naked eye. Wait a minute. Miss Lapice, why were you prejudiced against me? What'd I do to you? I don't know, a gut feeling. Maybe it's the strange nature of his source of power. Wow, I could hear her thoughts. My source of power? So she felt Leona's influence after all, right? Anyway, what I meant to say is that it's in the past. That's all. You can go now. Oof. Miss Lapice, thank you for your kind words. When I'm in your classes, I feel such a rush of energy. I can do any kind of magic. And not only magic. That must be your great talent as a teacher. Or even two talents. Alright, Grimm, stop flattering me. Instead, you can help me with something. Sure, how can I be useful, miss? I have a few overdue books I need to return to the library. Would you carry them? No problem. Great, wait here. Lord, now he's going to be a simp for her. I didn't mean to do that. I think that's it. Oh, and that's what you call a few books? Uh-huh, yeah. Is this pile too heavy for you, Grimm? Too heavy? Of course not! It's nothing! Fine, then take them and follow me. Alright. I'm right behind you. Ugh, how many years has she been hoarding these books? My back is about to snap. Okay, I have nothing to complain about. I'm doing Miss Lapice a favor. I'm sure I'll get more credit for it. Keep up, Grimm. If I'd known you're slower than a frozen snail, I'd have used telekinesis. What the hell? You could have just moved them with magic? Why torture me then? Wait a minute. Miss Lapice wants me to spend more time. Well, wants to spend more time with me. Yeah. There you go. Excuse me, miss. I didn't know you were in a hurry. Why wouldn't I be? A teacher at Cordell has a wide range of responsibilities. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I never really thought about it. The students should appreciate you and your work more. It's nice to have some gentleman among the newcomers, Grimm. If it weren't for your vulgar jokes, you'd be my favorite student. If you laughed at them once in a while, you'd be my favorite teacher. Maybe once in a while, if you were able to tell a funny joke. Ouch. Yeah, I shouldn't put my finger in your mouth. Maybe I like it that way. What the? We're here. Let me get the door for you. Sometimes I'm so jealous of Amelie. How can you be jealous of anyone? You! How so? It's so cozy and beautiful here. And there's so many books around. Can you smell them? I guess so. That's what knowledge smells like. It seems Amelie isn't the only MILF who's obsessed with books. I'll keep that in mind. I totally agree with you. I love this place. You're full of pleasant surprises, Grimm. Come, Amelie must be waiting for me already. Amelie, sweetheart, I'm happy to see you. Vicky, have you finished already? Oh, you know me. What do you think of Gordo Brax's view on the theory of Pegasus and unicorn kinship? It's fascinating. I never would have found those connections. How does he do it? I know, he's a genius and such a sweetheart. Ahem, ahem. Excuse me, Miss Lapice, can I go now? Of course, Grimm. Thank you so much for your help. You can go. Well, that was fun. I think the ice between me and Victoria is slowly melting. What time is it? Oh, shit! I almost forgot about Potion Brewery. If I hurry up, I'll still be on time for Sabrina's lesson. We're gonna do one more and that's it. Students, take your seats. Class is about to begin. Topic of today's lesson will be Stone Skin Potion. Excuse me, why do we need to turn our skin to stone, Miss Spellman? Won't that hurt? Great question. It will not. Sure, the name may sound a little bit graphic and flashy, but in reality, this potion hardens your skin and makes it more resistant to magic. But there's no golem-like appearance. Your skin will become just as strong as armor or stone. Hence the name Stone Skin, that's all. Well, that's why. I get it. Thank you. Now, if there's no more questions, let's start brewing. Who's gonna be first? Carter, who brews a stone skin potion. Carter, who brews a stone skin potion at such a low heat? You see how sloppy it gets? Yes. Read the recipe again carefully. We'll try again next class. Have a seat. Grace, darling, it's a beautiful shade, but. It is, isn't it? I've tried hard. Thank you, Miss Spellman. I'm not finished. And this is what the stone skin potion looks like. It's beautiful, but you've obviously mixed up the ingredients. I'm afraid what you've concocted will kill a man rather than save him. Stir a little faster, Grim. That's it. Good. You have a natural gift for potions. Look at the hue of that potion, just like mine. Thank you. But it's all down to you, Miss Spellman. You must be a natural-born teacher. Okay, now we're both flattering each other. Let's stop. Don't you like getting compliments? I do, but not during class. Have a seat. Class, I want you all to pay attention to these two grains. Perfect shade, nutty smell, no bubbles. I made one of these bottles especially for the demonstration. No, don't tell me she decided. And the other one was just brewed by Mr. Grimm. Bravo, let's all give him a round of applause. Bravo! Come on, guys, I just got lucky. Damn, I was worried about nothing. It's nice to be the center of attention. It's like stepping onto the field and hearing the cheers of the crowd. That's the end of the lesson for today. Grim, don't forget to pick up your potion. That's right, I get to take it back. Here's your reward. What kind of reward is that? What do you mean? Well, I brewed it. I can brew one just like at any time. Is that a reward? Well, what do you want as a reward? I don't know, a kiss maybe? Ouch, pretty painful reaction. Grim, you can't be serious. You're my student, and how would it look to outside observers? On the other hand, she didn't say she didn't like me. I think it's just the opposite, but it's better to lighten the mood now. Come on, Miss Spellman, it's just a joke. Just like you said. Oh, Victoria told me about these jokes of yours. Lovely. Looks like I'm getting popular among teachers. Thank you for the lesson, Miss Spellman. Goodbye. If I want to make real money, I have to think about options. You can't get rich on bartender tips. Maybe Elijah's offer would be more lucrative. Here he is. Hey, bro, what's up? Well, I have this dilemma. I thought maybe you could help me. Sure thing, spit it out. So I'm going to participate in the dueling club tonight. And I'm pretty sure that with my new spell and battle potions, I can win. But it all seems pointless because I don't have money to spend in town. I thought, maybe is your job offer still available? And you'll be able to pay me some money up front? No problem, bro. I can give you money in advance. Hell, I'd even give you a bonus if your house wins the competition for us. Wait, really? Listen, what about that job you were talking about? Is it still available? Sure, bro. Glad you asked. I could really use some help. What's up? There's an order that needs to be picked up in town this weekend, but I can't do it myself. Why not? I asked the fairy to get something for me. She got in trouble with the law because of it, and her father said he'd rip my head off the next time he sees me. So that's why you can't go there. I see. So, will you pick up the Nectar of the Dryads for me? Nectar of the Dryads? What's that? Haven't you ever heard of the Nectar of the Dryads? Believe me, there are no words to describe it. Well, give it a try. You're going back to your roots, brother. No shyness, no doubts, euphoria. What is it, a drug? Hey, take it easy. No, of course it's not. It's just a powerful magical aphrodisiac. Oh, wow. Alright, I'm on it. That's great. I knew you wouldn't let me down. You have to go to the Chomsky shop on the main square and tell the owner to get Willow. Got it. Tell her Mr. Bloom sent you. It's already paid for. It's that simple? Of course it is, handsome. I told you it was a great job. I'll see you back here when you pick up the nectar. Good luck. Did he just call me handsome? What's that weird look? Alright, I'll see you later. Glad we can help each other, bro. I'll leave the money on your desk later today. Good luck at that duel. Thanks. Well, here he is. Strangely, I'm not even nervous. Feels like with all my preparations, no one can stop me. Good evening, Mr. Frollo. Oh, it's you, Mr. Grimm. Still trying to become a duelist? You bet I am. In fact, I've already learned the combat bolt spell, and I'm ready to become the new Cordale champion. Ha 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 ha. You really are a joker, Mr. Lord. Probably want to repeat your friend Samantha's successes, and surpass them too. It's very interesting. I commend you on your persistence. Let me tell you how the fights go. I'm all ears. To win the duel, you have to be more skilled. Yeah, okay, to win the duel, you have to be more skilled in battle magic. When the duel begins, you have to defeat your opponent with magic. You can also use potions to improve your chances to win. Now about battle magic, you can only use simple spells learned from Victoria, because this way we can be sure you don't accidentally wreak havoc upon Cordale. Alright, that sounds reasonable. At first, you'll only be able to create a combat ball. Visit Victoria's lessons to learn more valuable spells. Believe me, you'll need them. One more thing, the duel continues until one of the contestants falls breathless. What the fuck, Mr. Frollo, is it possible to get killed here? Is this an academy of magic or a gladiator school? Relax, magic can heal you as well. Besides, I didn't say the duel was to the death. The loser simply falls senseless, having used up all of his energy. It means that they faint. Like Pokemon. And we're pretty quick to bring him back to his senses here. It's still kind of weird. I'm going to be passed out and someone's going to be casting magic on my body? I don't like the sound of that. But don't force anyone into the dueling club. Combat mages are an elite group, and we have no need for insecure weaklings. But I'm sure you're not one of those. You can come back another time when you've thought it over. Come up, name your opponent's department, and we'll go to the arena without further ado. Thank you for caring, but I think I'm ready. Jacob, good evening. Gabby, great fight last night. I'm glad you mastered your new move. I'm shocked it worked out for me, but it was so cool. Is there an opponent for me today? Did you get your strength back already? Of course I did. Then let's see what I can offer you. For example, Mr. Grimm here is eager to join the club. How interesting. So, Mr. Grimm, what house would you like to challenge? Alright, guys, so what do y'all think I should do? I'm actually going to leave it up to you. I know that some people comment, get a lot more comments on MGTOW.TV, but any comments are appreciated. Whatever you guys think I need to do, let me know. If you don't choose something, I'll choose something. But for now, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Lust Academy, and we'll see you next time for more.